So welcome to Asset Finance Connect's series of podcasts on the European asset finance industry. I'm Richard O'Donoghue, and over the next few months, I'll be chatting with industry experts about the challenges and opportunities facing our industry in 2025 and beyond. All this is possible with the sponsorship of Alpha. We'll tell you a bit more about Alpha later in the podcast. Today, we're going to discuss opportunities for increased partnerships between captives and financial institutions. Captives are increasingly facing cost pressures and funding challenges. So, does this create an opportunity for established financial players to work more closely with the captives? To unpick this topic, I'm delighted to be joined by Mathilde Saint-Paul, who's the MD of Econocom France's technology management and financing business. And as a bonus, we're also going to discuss innovation at Econocom, and particularly the sales agency model that Econocom has introduced to the market. But before we get into that, Mathilde, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and about Econocom for people who may not know a lot about Econocom.
Thank you, Richard. So I will start perhaps with Econocom, just for those who don't know the group. Econocom is a European group that designs and develops comprehensive, sustainable, and circular digital solutions for end users in private and public companies. Econocom is a listed family business. We are listed, but we are a family business because the business was created by Jean-Louis Bouchard, who is still the chairman of the group. And he created this business in 1974, so more than 50 years ago. Today, the group employs almost 9,000 people, and our revenue is 2.8 billion euros. So we are a European group, and we are proud to be European, mainly based in France, but we are European, and we are present in 10 major countries, and even more because we have 16 offices over the world. So Econocom has created its business and developed a specific model around three main businesses to address the full life cycle of products, from the design to the end of life. So this is very important to have in mind that we have three balanced businesses, which are the equipment selling, the services around those equipment, and the leasing, which is a kind of backbone of those businesses, and that helps managing all the life cycle from an end to end. And this is really what we have emphasized and reconfirmed when we launched our new strategic plan at the end of 2023. And this is really Econocom's strategy to have those three balanced business. Important to have this in mind. Last thing I would like to add concerning Econocom is that we have work in three main domains, which are workplace, infrastructure, and audiovisual. But as far as leasing is concerned, we also have a fourth pillar, which is the financing of strategic assets, which is very specific to Econocom's. We often say that we are kind of one-of-a-kind group because we are very specific, having those three balanced businesses, but this is what makes our strength, I think. As far as I'm concerned, so I'm in charge of the leasing business for France. I have been in the group for 2 years or 18 years. It depends on how you look at things. So I joined the group in 2006, but I left for a while and went back in 2022. Happy to be there and to develop this leasing business in France.
I think there's so many things you mentioned there, Mathilde, that we could talk about. I mean, it's an unusual business model in that, as you say, you've got a reseller, you've got the services business and finance being part of that. So it's got elements of a captive in that you've kind of got a core reselling business that does finance, but I guess it's different from a captive in that you finance lots of people's technology rather than just what Econocom is reselling. So it's kind of an unusual model. And I guess the other thing is, it's an amazing success story in Europe for, a business to come from something, privately owned, family owned in 50 years to the kind of scale of business it has today. Let me pick up just though, because you did mention, and I know because our paths crossed, that you worked for, well, let's just say it, you worked with SCC and Rigby Capital, which was a more of a captive, I guess. Any differences? I get asked the question a lot around, What's the difference between a captive maybe and an independent in terms of attitude, working environment? Any thoughts on that from your personal experience?
I would say that maybe it's a different choice of strategy. What is very similar and very interesting in both companies is that SCC is also a family business created in 1975, and those two groups have taken different ways with a lot of success in both organizations. So that is very interesting. But as far as leasing is concerned, Econocom, it's a business on its own. And in Econocom, we really have an entrepreneurial spirit, which is the DNA of the group. And it really comes from our chairman and main majority shareholder, Mr. Jean-Louis Bouchard, who is very present and gives us this entrepreneurial spirit. What does it mean? It means that we work in synergies with the other businesses, but we have independence, we have our autonomy, and each business is a business on its own. So, and I think this is what is different from, I would say, captive leasing entities, whether they are in distribution companies or in manufacturers. Those captive companies, they are there to serve and to serve the major company, which is the major business, IT reselling or whatever, but whatever it is, our tool. In Econocom, it is different. We are a tool and we work with each other. But we are also an independent business with our own strategy, our own targets. And what is, I can give you the example of the strategic asset financing. This is out of the scope of, it's not a synergetic business with the other businesses. And we have a real expertise in that business because we have developed our own leasing expertise, our own financial expertise. And I think having this model gives us a very strong power because it is powerful to our customers because we are strong in what we do. We are a real autonomous leasing entity, but we can also propose to our customers some hand-to-hand solutions with the full scope of services, but with a big strength and with a big ability to deliver in each area of our businesses. So for me, this is what is very different. We are not just here to serve the major company. We are also here to have our own strategy and to serve the group.
Yeah. And I think it's always the thing with a captive. The question is, are you there to serve the parent or are you there to be a profitable entity in its own right? Every captive discusses it. And normally the answer is a very unsatisfactory answer, which is both. People say, yeah, we'd like you
Yeah,
to
but
serve and be profitable. But let me kind of
yeah,
come
but this
back
is
to
why the captive world even speaks as itself.
Yeah, it's very, very, very true. But we said at the beginning we talk a bit about partnerships. And again, let's take this back to captives and working with groups like Econocom. So, if you think about the captive world, the reason people tend to set up captives is they believe they get more flexibility, more responsiveness, better aligned to their businesses, and ultimately a better customer experience. On the other hand, particularly at the moment, you've a huge amount of regulations coming in. It's becoming very expensive to run a captive. And on top of that, with some banks exiting the market, there's probably a challenge for some of the captives around funding. So, when you sort of take all of that together, what opportunities do you see to perhaps partner with captives? Because in the past, it was very much kind of the captives did their own thing, the independents did their own thing, we competed with each other. Is there more of an opportunity to partner at this point in time?
There are things on which I disagree in what you say. I don't think captives are more responsive than independent companies. I think mentioned the entrepreneurial spirit of Econocom, and I think this is really what makes us specific because we are a European company, as I said, but again, we are small enough to care, as some say, and I think it's important. We are not in a big American group driven by procedures and organizations, and we're not told what we have to do. We are very creative, very agile in everything we do. So I think independent companies are usually really more reactive, responsive, and agile than those captives. But I fully agree that there are big opportunities today. And we are even currently working with some captives and with some vendors to develop specific offers that they're not able to deliver by themselves. Because, as I said, we have those different businesses. We have the capabilities to address the full scope of the life cycle of the equipment management from end to end. We even have our in-house refurbishing company. So we can deliver the full value chain to customers. And this is also what captives are looking for. They are looking for partners understanding their business, understanding products. And this is what we do. We are a digital company, so we know about the products, we know about technologies, so we are professionals of those technologies. Of course, we are independent, but independence doesn't mean that you cannot partner. You can have different types of partnerships with different partners, and keeping the specificities of those partners and being able to drive and to propose specific value for those different partners. So I think we have many, many complementarities because we captives usually have the support and the strength of the brand and of the big machine which is behind them. And we have the agility and the responsiveness that they need. We have the ability to manage the end-to-end process. And we are very, I would say, acute commercially because we are very present in our accounts. And we also bring the sales force that the captives need just to develop and to be present everywhere. So I think companies like Econocom are very commercial. I mentioned the entrepreneurial spirit, but we are a commercial company. And the strength of our sales force is very important. People are trained, people are able to discuss and to present any kind of offers with a very broad expertise. So I think this is where we are at a moment where captives and independent company can really develop some common values where we can get the best of the two. And again, I think captives, as you mentioned, have created some banks in a very regulated environment. This is something that we have never done and we don't want to do in companies like Econocom because we want to keep our liberty. We want to keep our ability to create, to innovate. I think creativity and innovation is also really something very strong in what we do. And this is why we are so successful with our customers. And I think this is where those companies can join and we can find a way with captives. And again, we discuss currently with captives to develop some specific offers for some very big brands just to give them a way to address their business differently through our sales force. You pile up powers and strengths, so I think it will be very powerful and successful to our customers.
And I think we don't have enough time to debate some of the things that you mentioned. Particularly, I think there's maybe a degree of controversy around, well, we don't want to be a bank, etc. I think other people would argue that having a banking license is important in terms of being able to deliver flexible products. But you know, we can have that discussion when we have the main event in May in Amsterdam. I think it's a great topic. But I do agree with what you say around bringing the relative strengths of a captive, which is kind of the brand and the integration into the parent, and the relative strengths that a company like Econocom can bring around, you know, sales force enablement, remarketing, you know, access to a lot of a large customer base. So I think that idea of bringing the two together, I would agree entirely with that. There was something else that you said earlier, and I just want to touch on it because sometimes as well, captives are sensitive around working with a company that's also in the resale or services business in particular. I mean, do you see advantages of being part of a group where, you know, Econocom is a big reseller and delivering services? Do you think that that's a disadvantage when you go to captives and talk to them about part?
I would say that it's more an advantage because this is where the value is. I think the value is in our ability to address the end-to-end and the full life cycle of the products. We can design, we can propose solutions, we can lease those equipment and we refurbish and we manage all the maintenance and the guarantees of the equipment. So we can address the full life cycle, and I think this is very powerful for captives. I think the fact that we are reseller, of course, sometimes captives, they want to work with different resellers. So in that case, we can act as a pure lessor. And this is, you know, we have Chinese walls in our organizations. We are different entities. We are not one legal entity. We are different legal entities with our own P&Ls, which is also challenging for each of us. So this is where we can cope with cooperation. This is where I think you get the most power in the offers, but we can also cope being a pure lessor, a pure financing expert, where we can provide some just rental solutions to captives, or we can cope differently. When we act as a pure lessor, our added value is still the asset lifecycle management, but more as a on the cost aspects. But we also have big value in the refurbishing business and all the CSR approach, because within the leasing business, we are now able to measure the carbon footprint. We are able to deliver some specific reporting to CSRD. So we have our value proposition on our own as a leasing business, and we have another value proposition, perhaps more comprehensive, with the other business. We adapt to the different needs. Again, we are independent, so not 100% of our business in Econocom France is made with Econocom as a reseller. I think it's just 1/3 of our business. 2/3 are made with external partners, and we can buy to any of our competitors. So it's a part of the business, and we have no issue with that. It's something that we do every day.
I've always argued that, you know, having a partner that understands the culture of a company is really important. And, you know, you're working with technology companies. You've got a resale business. You've got a finance business that's dedicated to technology. So you have that sort of understanding of the culture. You have the understanding of how important quarter ends are, and having a credit committee meeting once a week doesn't really work when it comes to quarter end in a big technology company. So I think that outweighs a lot of the concerns. But it was just something I was kind of curious as to your view. Now, a quick word about our sponsors, Alpha. 2025 marks their 35th year in business. And to celebrate, they've just released Alpha System 6, which, like all previous software releases from Alpha, supports origination, servicing, and collections in the asset finance industry. And there's more. While Alpha System 6 delivers a bespoke solution, the cost-effective pre-configured solution called Alpha Start enables asset finance providers to be up and running with Alpha Systems in a few months. Alpha Start's already been winning customers in North America and the UK and is coming to Europe in the near future. Watch this space or find out more at alphasystems.com. Let's just pivot to the second area I wanted to chat about quickly, which is innovation. You know, a lot of talk about how do we innovate, disruption in the market, etc. And one of the things I kind of saw on your website a couple of months ago was you were talking about a sales model that's kind of an agency model. And I just thought it would be interesting again for listeners to understand, how does that work? Why did you launch it? And how is it working? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's innovation, but it I would say renew, because for your knowledge, sorry, when the group was created in the 70s, it was the original model that Jean-Louis Bouchard created, this agency model where, as an entrepreneur, he wanted to have in front of him not only salespeople as employees, but people able to challenge the organization, to challenge the process, and being have this independence that I mentioned, and this entrepreneurial spirit. Again, this is really the DNA of Econocom, and each of us, wherever we are supposed to be proactive, entrepreneur, and to propose things. And we are all innovators. So when Jean-Louis Bouchard came to us 1.5 years ago saying, I want to relaunch this agency model because we still have some agents, but not that many, especially in leasing. We said, this is not new. But at the end of the day, we realized that it was very new and very innovative. It is a very modern way to approach the business. Because today in our world, and especially since COVID, many, many people want to have this independence. They want to manage their own business. And relaunching this agency model was a huge opportunity for many people who are at a moment in their career where maybe they don't want to be in a hierarchy anymore, they don't want to have a boss anymore, but they don't really want to manage other people and they want to develop their just their sales skills. And this is a big opportunity for those people. So clearly, so the agent model is a model where we don't hire salespeople, but we sign a contract with a company, which is the agency of the salespeople, where we have a contract, so they are allowed to manage and to manage customers. They don't own the customers, but they manage the right to manage those customers and to get the profit of the management of the customers. They are paid on the profit they make on the customer's management. And they got the property of the portfolio, not the customers, which means that what they create a kind of a contract portfolio, which means that when they want to retire, at the end, they can sell back to Econocom this right to manage the customers. And this is very powerful and very successful. This is powerful to customers, because it brings a very strong loyalty to customers. You know, agents are not here just for 1, 2, 5 years. Usually they create that portfolio, so they are here until their retirement. So they are very faithful to customers and they are trustful to customers. So customers like that because they know that the agent will be the best supporter, the best sponsor within the organization. And the agent will give the best because the value for the agent is to keep the customer for the long term. So this is powerful for the customer. This is powerful for the agent because the agents, the more they work, the more they make business, the more they are paid. So they are very happy to not to have any limit in their salaries. They have independence. They can manage the level of salaries they want to get, depending on the effort they want to make. And for Econocom and for customers, the big advantage is really this long-term relationship creation. And again, what I always say is that our business is not a transactional business. Our business is a relationship business. And what agents create is really a long-term relationship. And this is why it is very powerful. Of course, we don't have only agents. We have a balance between internal sales on payroll and agents because agents are independent. So you cannot drive an agent as you would manage an internal sale because, of course, they have also their autonomy. So when you discuss with an agent as manager, you discuss with another manager owning his company. And when you discuss with a payroll sales, you discuss with an employee, so you can give you can drive those sales differently. So it's good to have a mix, but it's very interesting this model because it is challenging for managers, and it is very interesting to have this kind of people to work with because they bring a lot to the company and they bring a lot to the customers.
It's interesting, the model, and I think at the beginning, there's no such thing as a new idea. It's just bringing back old ideas, maybe in a different way. But also, I think with COVID, a lot of people clearly have reevaluated their lives. And there is a potential workforce out there that doesn't want to do, as you said, the 9-to-5 or be managed. They want to do different things with their time. And this model would seem to work really, really well for them. And the other thing that struck me is in many ways, it's kind of like a core IT business where big OEMs, original equipment manufacturers, work with lots of partners who, to a large extent, are a little bit like agents. They're just simply reselling their product. So, it's an interesting idea of taking that model and applying it to financial services, which is probably not something we see an awful lot of, certainly not in, I would say, in that kind of captive space. It's not something we would be familiar with. So that's again really interesting, and it's been great to just chat about, your views on partnerships and this example of some innovation in the market. Let's just finish off. I'm going to let you do a little pitch here. So if there are captives listening that want to work with Econocom, give me two or three reasons in very short reasons as to why you think Econocom is the right partner for them.
I think there are many reasons, so I need to choose.
Three.
First one, maybe I will have four. I will emphasize on the sales force. I think Econocom is a very powerful company with strong sales capabilities and extended expertise. What strikes many people when they come into Econocom is to see how much expertise we have in all the domains and how committed people are. So we have Salesforce, we have people, we are people company, and it's a very powerful for everybody. So maybe this is the first thing. The second thing I would like to highlight is this innovation spirit, this entrepreneurial spirit. I would say we have no limits. Of course, we have limits like everywhere, but we can be very creative, very responsive. We always adapt to our partners or our customers' expectations. We find ways. We are solution makers. We are enablers. So, and this is really part of what makes it so passionating to work within Econocom is that no day is like the other because you always have new things to create and new things to think about. So clearly, innovation, entrepreneurial spirit is a very big thing. And the third thing I would say is reliability. We have expertise, we have track record, we have the size. I think we are really a trustful partner. As I said earlier, I think the big enough to cope and small enough to care sentence is very compatible with Econocom, and this is really what we are. We have decided to be strong in Europe and to be strong in our three pillars, and this is what makes us very unique, very one of a kind. I think no company is like Econocom in the European environment, and this is a great strength and a great specificity. So reliability, innovation, sales force. We are also independent. Maybe this is the fourth thing. We can cope with different people. This is the way we work every day. We partner with different brands, different vendors, and we are able to manage those relationships without, keeping our freedom and being able to cope with the different partners.
And, as you're kind of going through it, you've mentioned European so many times. And when we think about what's happening in the world at the moment, the geopolitical pressures on Europe, talk about Europe being slow to innovate, being too bureaucratic. What is the future of Europe? And as Europeans, I have to say it's nice to hear you talk about people, which I think is a huge differentiator in Europe, and entrepreneurship and bringing new innovations. And I'm actually very optimistic about the future of Europe and the future of the European asset finance industry. But it is clear that we're going to have to, adapt maybe a little bit, and maybe there is a little bit too much regulation at the moment. But I think I was reading an article recently where it said regulation really is just about doing the right thing. And, I think maybe that is something that's getting lost in this whole debate about, just allowing a free for all versus having some kind of guardrails that I think Europe is trying to build. So look, it's been a pleasure just to chat through this and hear a little bit about how Econocom is approaching partnerships and how you're approaching innovation. And thanks so much for joining us today, Mathilde, and look forward to continuing the conversation in the future.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Asset Finance Connect. And sponsored by Alpha. Often conversations bring up things that you hadn't previously considered. I thought it was really interesting how Mathilde argued that Econocom's European roots made it more agile and entrepreneurial. That's a perspective that's quite different to the one that we're normally hearing or reading about. Maybe it can be the basis for a future podcast. If you've ideas for future episodes, drop a note to the team at Asset Finance Connect. Thanks for listening.